It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Hey. Oh, hold on. I forgot. I gotta push the button to turn you on. Sorry. Well, first day jitters. Sorry.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Hey, so
hi.
Welcome back.
Hey, welcome I'm here back. To torture everyone. Hi.
Thank you. What's up?
Okay, Riggs. So I was kind of happy I was gone last week because of Kanye West, quite frankly.
Well, he basically, he led the Hollywood Dirt all last week, yeah.
He had to have because it's been nothing but Kanye having a mental health breakdown, and I'm talking mental health. Like, what is happening?
That's what I wanted to focus.
So much.
And that's what I focused on last week was the fact that this is should be a learning
He's
moment
sick.
For people. Yeah.
That
about bipolar disorder and about reaching out for help because when Britney did this ish back in 2007 and everybody laughed at it. Yes, everybody
and we
laughed.
Should not have.
Everybody was like, "Oh, Britney, losing her mind, shaving her head, breaking
not
a
funny.
Window." No, and we can't do that
not
with
funny.
Kanye. And that's exactly what I don't want to see happen. It was odd last week that he was going to drop a new album, Donda. So initially, I was like, "Is he doing this for press?
Right, all publicity?
Is he doing this for publicity?
Right. And if it comes out that it was, then he's really going to get his ass kicked because you don't screw with mental health. But
let's make it worse for people with real issues.
He's got some issues.
He does. And Kim came out and said that last week, and he said
that. Of course she did, but how ironic after they've screwed with people in the media, they've played with Taylor Swift the way they have.
Yeah.
They're really, I hope Kim learns a lesson too. I was pissed all week about that. I'm like, you guys have bullied people. You have done things to people that were not cool. And now, and now Kim's going, but Kanye's sick. I'm like, look at what you've done online for years, honey. I hope you learn a good lesson today.
We talked about
so
that
I'm
too.
I'm with you on that.
They've created this. They've created this monster as well. Because
that's right. They
he's
fed
around,
into
he's
it.
Around yes people all the time. He wants to do this? Yep, no problem. I want to go to the White House and do this. Okay, sure.
Yep.
I want to.
Or you get too lost in, I don't even know how to say this. Look, the point is this. Kanye is not well, and I wanted to tell you that he apologized to Kim on Saturday because he went on Twitter and said, I would like to apologize to my wife, Kim, for going public with something that was a private matter. Because if you missed it, essentially, Kanye accused her of, cheating or being inappropriate with Meek Mill?
Yeah,
crazy
there was accusations of abortions and things like that. There was a lot.
He said he had asked her to have one with North.
Yeah.
And he, just all this stuff that was just not necessary for the world to know.
No.
It was just personal stuff. It was bizarre stuff.
Yeah.
And so whatever. But Kanye apologized and said he wanted to apologize to her. He said, quote, I did not cover her like she has covered me.
Yeah. She's got
to
his back.
Kim. Oh, she does. They cover each other up for they cover for everything.
Yeah.
She said he said to Kim, I want to say I know I hurt you. Please forgive me. Thank you for always being there for me. You know, as someone who's dated someone with serious mental health and addiction issues, it's scary when they lose it, dude.
Yeah.
Let me just say that. Like, you don't know what's happening. Like, I could relate to Kim in that sense. You know, I didn't feel as bad because they fed the beast so horribly.
And furthermore, they have to want to get help themselves, too. There has to be an element of that.
But you can't,
when
someone's sick, you can't, you can tell the whole world, hey, my husband's sick, everyone. Look on Twitter. But does it mean you can, so what if you tell everyone? If you can't help that person, you know what I mean?
So he apologized. And I saw something with an ambulance and him going to a hospital. Is there any update on that? Do you know yet?
I have no idea about an ambulance.
I saw something about it. I saw there was a picture of him going into a hospital of some sort of an ambulance. So we'll keep an eye on it.
I hope he's getting some help.
I do too.
Some help.
I hope anybody gets help that needs the help. That if somebody has bipolar disorder, anybody should.
Yes,
Kanye.
Absolutely.
That was all last week. It's still going on today.
Oh, and he apologized on Saturday, so it's still going on.
See,
yeah.
Still going on. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. It's 6:30. Good morning. It's Monday. How you doing? Welcome back. Allie, are you there?
Hello.
There you are.
Back. Hello,
there you
good morning.
Are.
Sorry, almost. See, I can't even remember how to use FaceTime anymore. Did I disconnect you?
Yes, you just hung up on me
on
FaceTime. That red button that says.
What the hell? Why hung up?
That red button that says end, that will end our call right there.
I didn't hit end, Riggs. I sat down in front of my computer today and I went, oh God, I'm so disoriented. I haven't turned this thing on in a week.
Now,
I don't know
what
I'm doing.
Push the mute button on there on the FaceTime.
Oh, damn.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
How's that? Better, Dad?
So last week, DJ GA came in and filled in for you while you were out.
Yes, I was excited.
For your staycation. And
you guys sounded good.
Thank you.
I heard you as I drove around town throughout the week. You guys sounded great.
We had fun. He was like, I get to talk now. Because normally at night he just has to talk real quick. quick in between songs and when he's doing his mixes. So
he was like, GA.
He loves to be motivational. That's like his thing. And we started talking on Monday last week at this time, like, what's motivating you for the week? And it was like a kind of a cool way to start the week off. If you're coming out of a weekend, maybe you're getting into a work week. Like, what's motivating you for the week? 414-799-1037. Like, for me, is that I get to see my my skydiving coach this week. We're going to do some photography stuff this week.
So it's almost like a what are you looking forward to?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So it could be something maybe that you're looking forward to that's going on this week. Maybe it's something with a friend. Maybe it's something, maybe you have a week off. Maybe that's what's going on. So what's going on with you this week? I get to meet with a guy. I'm working on some skydive photography things, and it's just fun to be up there. That's my thing. That's where I get my rush is skydiving. I'm weird, but that's what I do for my mental health. It clears my head. So that's what I'm looking forward to this week. So that's something that's motivating me is getting to do that. And the weather's looking nice this week, so that's also motivating.
It was damn hot over the weekend, let me tell you.
It was
yesterday. It was like my girlfriend texted. She said, I needed a day inside to clean. I couldn't take the heat anymore. She goes, I'm so sick of being in the heat because I was outside for 4 days. I'm like, amen, sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's too much.
So,
but we're talking positive, not negatively.
Positive, please. Yes. Positive. I know that's difficult to do sometimes on a Monday, but 414-799-1037. What's something that's motivating you that's getting to looking forward to for the week, huh? We want to talk to you. We'll take your calls. We'll read your texts next on Kiss FM. I'm going to push the button right now. There we go.
Okay.
Allie's back from her staycation.
Hi.
I don't feel you like
you want a motivational quote of Monday. I got one for you.
Ooh, you dug up a motivational quote? Please share it with us.
I'll lead with this, Riggs.
Please.
It's okay. It's okay to be a glow stick. Sometimes we have to break before we shine.
Ooh, I like that.
It's actually true.
It is. It's very true. How relatable to some people.
Break before you shine.
414-799-1037. Katie's in Pewaukee this morning. What's something that's motivating you on Monday, Katie? Or something you're looking forward to, maybe?
The beach.
Yeah. So my spouse and I, we have two kids and one on the way, so we never get any time alone. Oof. And we are looking forward to going to a wedding this weekend and having a date night as well.
Where's the wedding at?
It'll be in West Dallas area.
Ooh.
It's one of his coworkers.
Okay. How many people? Cool. Lots? Like a big gathering?
Because a lot of my friends have been having to cut more and more. Because my friend who was supposed to get married next month, it's not even happening now.
Yeah.
A lot of the people that he was telling me is actually either like been sick or been in contact with people who are sick. So I'm a little bit leery on going. What I was told is that about half the people are going that, you know, had even RSVP'd to go.
Wait. Stop. Okay, can I ask a question?
Go for it.
So you're telling me that all these people have had it or have it, and they're all saying, screw it, we're still going to a wedding?
No. So about all the people that have RSVP'd, half of those people, from what I've been told, has either had it or has had symptoms.
Okay, so they're not going.
So those people aren't going. So about half of the people that have RSVP'd are going to be.
Wow.
I did see on Instagram couples that are getting married, and they have masks made for the wedding that says quarantined for life. I thought that was clever.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, until you're quarantined for life and you want to kill each other, but that's a side note.
This is supposed to be motivational for Monday. And then what's so you're going to the wedding.
Sorry.
You're going to the wedding, Katie, and then you're having a date night. What's the date night? Because you haven't had one for a while.
I have no idea. He just asked if I wanted to do one, and I said, this is a surprise. Let's do it. Because we haven't really had much time in the last couple of years.
I bet.
Mom, chicka, mom, mom.
Mom, chicka, mom.
See, he's thinking about booty. She's thinking about getting away with her dude.
Yeah.
Two different things, I guarantee.
1,000%. 1,000%. As a man.
She wants love. He wants sex. Happy Monday.
Men and women, man. Their life. Look at that. Old school Post Malone. 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. It's 6:55. 300 pizzas showing up to a food bank? That's pretty generous. I'll take a free pizza, please.
Right?
I mean, I don't need a free pizza, but I like when people give back to the community. Like Palermo's Pizza, that delivered 300 pizzas to the River West Food Bank food pantry.
Oh, that's nice.
And they said they're going to do it again next week. They were like, it's one of those things that it's a meal. A lot of people can't afford the luxury of having a nice pizza every once in a while.
Yeah.
So
you know what?
What's that?
Dude, Palermo's one time we had the spaghetti. spaghetti and meatball pizza. You ever had that?
No, I haven't. I've had the Screamin' Sicilian.
No. This you can get, like, go to the factory.
Oh, my God.
Get a spaghetti. It's got, like, spaghetti and meatballs on it. Now, the carb, the non-carb eater in me can't have this anymore.
No.
But damn, Riggs, that pizza in my carb days, I'm salivating thinking about it right now. Ooh, spaghetti and meatballs.
Spaghetti and meatballs on a pizza.
On a pizza is so good.
That's like the first time you told me about macaroni and cheese pizza. I went, what? Have you tried that before?
Yes, of course. Hell, because of toppers.
Yes.
It's like if we didn't have toppers, oh. I think a lot of people wouldn't have tried it, but we have because of toppers. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Uh-huh. Also Cece's if you go there, if you were a fan of that back in the day. Remember Cece's?
Are you trying to trigger me?
Yeah.
Because you know the story about Cece's. My father, I would go to Florida and he would be like, let's take the kids to Cece's. I'm like, why are you taking me out for $5 meals, man? This is so insulting. I came to visit you. You're rich. Take me out to damn dinner and not to Cece's.
Because it's delicious and he's cheap. He's cheap.
And that's why he's rich, because he's cheap and he doesn't spend any money.
You know what? Cece's was good for $5 or $6. It was good, especially when you're balling on a budget.
Speak for yourself, okay?
I will speak for myself. I damn well right will.
No, it was good. It was.
Palermo said they're going to do it again, just kind of giving back to the community. And they teamed up with Johnsonville to make it happen. So I thought it was a cool story, giving back to a food bank. Palermo's Pizza. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's a commercial-free hour with Riggs and Allie.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yep.
Tell me about this, because
what's that?
I had been on vacation. I had been on vacation for a week.
Yeah.
But Lou Williams, he's one of the LA Clippers, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, he got busted because he was out with Jack Harlow, who's a new rapper.
What's poppin'?
And they posted a picture of them in a strip club.
A strip club?
Yes, but here's the problem. Uh-huh. Here's the problem. They're not supposed to be out and about.
No.
Because they're playing.
They have a thing called...
They're practicing.
It's the NBA bubble in Orlando. They have to stay there. Mm-hmm. One of my friends, DJ Shauna, she's the DJ for the NBA, and she's down there. Mm-hmm. She can't leave. Nobody can come in. It has to be, like, sanctioned, signed off. If you leave, you can leave the bubble, but you have to have a circumstance for it, and then you have to quarantine, then you have to test. There's so many restrictions.
Listen, the circumstance was a strip club for this guy.
Oh, God.
These freaking losers. Come on, what is with these guys? And I can't
NBA players, they're bored, they're single, they're...
They have the ability to be tested every day, so they don't care. That's where I get pissed. These people that are being basically... fed to, you know, that we have to just go take a risk, right?
Right.
These guys are getting tested, so let's just go to a strip club. So what if 70 people in professional sports tested positive? These guys. Well, he sure as hell was out of the strip club, Riggs. Jack Harlow tried to say it was an old pick. It wasn't.
It was not an old pick? Because I was talking about this yesterday, that Jack Harlow was backing up like, whoa, this was an old pick. I'm just excited about the NBA coming back. And no, they were really out together.
Of course he was trying to backtrack because he got...
Yeah.
Literally, Lou Williams, they said, is under investigation by the NBA for leaving the bubble.
Yeah.
So he's in trouble.
Of course he is. He's in bubble trouble.
Yeah.
He's in bubble trouble.
And you know what kills me about this? They're rich. The NBA and a famous rapper... You can't afford to bring some chicks to your hotel. Like,
That's breaking the bubble too. You can't. That would be just as bad.
Well, at least you're breaking it with two chicks in your room, not 17 of them in a damn big strip club.
Hey, he raps about it. He wants options, man. That's Jack Harlow. That's how he rolls. He
also wants to marry a stripper, he says, if you listen to his lyrics. God. And then he realizes that that's crazy.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's an interesting story involving Jack
Harlow. Yeah, Jack Harlow basically posted... If you came in the middle, Jack Harlow, the rapper, posted a picture with Lou Williams at a strip club from the Clippers, and now he's in trouble because the NBA has a bubble right now, and Lou Williams should not have been at the strip club.
You're in bubble trouble, Lou Williams. Look at this. It's an interesting move by the Hallmark Channel for their Christmas movies. It's 103.7.
Women are going to lose their minds.
Yep.
Riggs.
Well, my wife, for one, she loves Hallmark movies, man. She loves them. In fact, we flipped by the Hallmark Channel. She went, Christmas in Rome? It's the Christmas movies in July. Oh, I forgot. And I was like, oh, damn it. I shouldn't have shown you.
These women with the Hallmark Channel, man, they're obsessed.
Do you remember it was December this past year, which anything before February feels like 7 years ago, I've decided. Anything.
Dude. Like something even February, and even March feels like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
It really does. Even, Riggs.
Like I have a phone call with a friend tomorrow that I haven't talked to since December, and I was like, God, we haven't talked in years, and we just talked in December, and I went, oh yeah, that feels like 6 years ago.
Well, it was 7 months ago. It wasn't 6 years ago. It was seven months ago.
But it feels like 7 years ago, at least.
Dude, it's about to be August, bruh.
Well, this
like
was,
what the hell?
Back in December, do you remember that the Hallmark Channel had aired an ad for Zola? It was like a wedding service, and they had a gay couple. It was two women that were getting married.
Okay.
And people got all pissed off, and the Million Moms came out, and Hallmark pulled the ad.
Wait. I don't remember this, so hold on. Now I'm pissed that people are getting pissed, so they're mad that they had
back in December, this happened. They put an ad on. It was for like a wedding online service called Zola or whatever, and they had two brides, two women, and the people watching the Hallmark Channel were all upset about it, so Hallmark Channel pulled it off. And then everybody was like, well, why are you going to take it off? You're caving to this mob of Million Moms when gay marriage is...
It's legal, and get with the times.
So they apologized. They put it back on. They patched it up with Zola.
Why are we still dealing with homophobic people in 2020? I can't.
Fast forward to 7 years later, or 7 months later, however you want to think about it. Hallmark Channel now announcing that in these new 40 movies that they have, they're going to have LGBTQ representation in their movies moving forward now.
Good.
Because they haven't had a lot of diversity in the Hallmark movies.
They made the wrong decision. They should never have pulled that commercial. That was not the right thing. Right and wrong, we've learned,
right,
as all these things have happened. Pulling that was stupid and wrong, and that's why the imagine the all the response they got when they pulled it was probably three
worse
times when they
if they would have just kept it on
when they kept it on. That's right, yeah.
So
exactly.
They're saying now moving forward, they're going to have much more inclusion and diversity in their movies. So
do the right thing, man. Thank you, Hallmark.
40 more new movies coming out with I don't know how they keep coming up with plot lines. I honestly don't. Man meets man. One man is a business working guy. The other guy's a hometown boy. And then they end up meeting and they're like, oh, we both have a love of Christmas together. And then they fall in love. They have a family. That's every Hallmark movie ever. Every.
You have a lot of people in bubbles who don't know gay people, which blows my mind because I know a ton. I don't even think about it. But if you're living around a diverse area, there are gay people in your life. It's just like when we watch all these white shows with no black people, like there's no black people around. Like, come on.
Yeah.
We're doing the same thing with everything in the images, you know.
President CEO says there'll be more LGBTQ inclusion among other diversity in their movies. So watch out for
Hallmark Channel.
The CEO of the Hallmark Channel.
Oh,
the
good
guy that runs it. So yep, they're making changes. So
all right.
Christmas movies will be much more diverse this year.
Thanks, Hallmark.
Thanks, Hallmark. A happy ending like we all wanted. Yay.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so I was not here last week, so I did not have to talk about Kanye. I was very happy to be gone, because Kanye drives me nuts.
Well,
however,
yeah,
just bring back old Kanye. However, we're dealing with something a little more serious here, which is mental health.
Yes.
Kanye is not well. So let's stop for a second, people, and let's not laugh, and let's not go, they're crazy. Because that's true, but it's not about this. They're crazy about other stuff, okay? They're crazy about using people for fame or, you know, beating up on Taylor Swift because it creates drama. Those are the things they're guilty of, okay?
They're crazy about building an entire closet for their shoes, only their shoes.
They're crazy about building a, you know, Kanye's got this ridiculous mansion. It's like a David Koresh house almost. Like it's like
David
in the
Koresh
middle of nowhere. It's like a ranch. It's like a whole ranch in the middle of nowhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what he wants.
So look, but over the weekend, he had been going off last week about his wife and saying things about Kim Kardashian being inappropriate with Meek Mill and all these people. Well, Kim was just like, my husband is sick. He's having a bipolar episode.
Yeah.
Please, I can't, you know, and... It can be hard, you know, because you're not dealing with someone who's right in the mind and you're trying to get them help, but, you know,
getting
sick.
Help. Plus, getting help for somebody with bipolar disorder can be difficult regardless. It's hard to medicate. It's hard to wrangle because the highs are very high and the lows are very low. And educate yourself on bipolar disorder and you'll figure out exactly what she's dealing with. And you know, the families deal with this all the time with people that have bipolar
all
disorder.
All the time. Yeah. And people deal with it all the time and don't even realize it's bipolar.
Uh-huh.
That's the sad part. You know what I mean? Is that it's treatable.
Yeah.
If you have, you know, the right help. But so he had gone off on Kim and said he wanted a divorce, and he called Chris Jong-un.
Yeah,
making fun of her like she's the dictator, you know.
And he went on the tweet storm, then he deleted all these tweets.
It's insane because he's not well, okay?
Right.
So at first I was like, get your publicity stunt and get the hell out. That was how I felt first. And then I was like, okay, he's really sick. Like something is not right here. This is bad. So he apologized over the weekend to Kim. He got online and said that I would like to apologize to my wife, Kim, for going public with something that was a private matter. I did not cover her like she has covered me. To Kim, I want to say, I know I hurt you. Please forgive me. Thank you for always being there for me. So I wonder who wrote that. You think he wrote that, or do you think
I think he wrote that, yes.
Somebody better fix my reputation.
I think he wrote it, but I think it was at the request of many people around him saying, this is the right thing to do now. Mm-hmm. Get yourself some help. Make an apology, make a statement of some sort, because you've said some things that have confused a lot of people. People that don't understand bipolar disorder, that don't understand what he's going through, think that he's just losing his mind. They're like, this guy's crazy. And they're just going to throw that at Kanye and make the stigma about mental health even worse.
Well, that's the problem, the stigma. Uh-huh. Yes.
So apologize for this. Apologize for being a little out there for some people that don't understand. And get yourself some help. He needs that right now. That's what he needs, is support and empathy. And he's...
Yeah.
When somebody like that is bipolar and they have depression, and they have these issues, and they're around people that are enabling their behavior all the time, it makes it worse.
They can't.
Oh my God,
you're triggering me from. Yes.
But it feeds it.
I've dealt with people with serious issues and tried to get them help, and they ran away and went to people that let them do whatever they wanted. So it's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then eventually they get help if when they hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
But they have to hit rock bottom, but they don't hit rock bottom if there's too many people around them, like you're saying, Riggs, enabling them and telling them what they want to hear. So I agree.
Well, I hope that Kanye gets the help that he needs. I really do.
Me too.
The nerve. I can't believe the nerve.
Seriously.
The nerve of these people. The nerve.
Unbelievable.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. What the hell happened now?
So rude. I mean.
Do I need to put someone out of business?
How, like, it should. I cannot believe that somebody would ask me straight up, do you know your ex?
What do you mean, do you know?
Now, I know that sounds ridiculous.
I wish I didn't
sometimes. No, but seriously. Okay, so LinkedIn, right?
Yes.
We're all familiar with LinkedIn, whether you use it or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're born with a LinkedIn account, because at one point I had one. I kept getting emails and I was like, I never signed up. And once I did, I was like, oh, I guess people know me on here. Oh, neat.
I'm on it. You know, I'll pop on. I get notifications, but I'm not on it every day like these real professional people. Let's be real.
No.
We're radio DJs.
Right.
We need a job. We call a friend.
Yeah.
We don't get on LinkedIn. No, but seriously. So LinkedIn sent me a notification. I about died. I'm sitting there holding my phone and the banner comes down on my iPhone from the top and it says, Allie, do you know Joe Smith? And I'm like, what the? And it's my ex-husband. It's my ex-husband, Riggs. And I looked at the damn notification like it was a person. Like LinkedIn, F you, man.
Like thinking it was
like,
another person with your ex's name, maybe? But no, it was actually him. It was actually him.
But we must have had so many connections. I mean, remember, we were married. We, you know, we have a lot of the same connections probably, but we've also been divorced for a long time. So I thought it was hysterical that LinkedIn asked me, do you know your ex, like his name? And I'm like, of course I know my ex-husband, you dummy. And you shouldn't be asking me that. And you shouldn't be asking me to friend him on LinkedIn. I don't want to.
You know what? You know what? Shout out to LinkedIn for being real with their name, though. They're professional. They don't care about relationship statuses on LinkedIn. Why does it matter you're seeing, who you're not seeing, who you were married to, who you weren't married to? That has no bearing on you getting a job. That's all LinkedIn is.
The hell it doesn't have a bearing on me getting a job.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
I'm not giving him a recommendation.
Well, then don't. You don't have to be friends with him on LinkedIn. But I'm saying they don't realize that you were married. Probably the service doesn't even look at that. They just, like you said, looked at the connections.
They don't know we were married.
No.
But I thought, how ironic that LinkedIn
of all the people
sent me a notification clarification asking me, do you know my your ex-husband? Like, of course I know my ex-husband LinkedIn. And while you're at it, bleep you.
Right?
Okay, stop asking me if I know people, okay?
Should we start going, should we start sending them like a list of people we don't want to know? Like, that we want to leave off?
We should have a block list. Can you imagine, though, like, think about it. On LinkedIn, how many millions, Bill? I don't even know how, millions of people.
That's worldwide, yeah.
What are the odds it asks me if I know my ex-husband of all the people? It's not like I get these notifications all the time.
Yeah.
It's not like, do you know Riggs Radio? Do you know John
Yeah, Hansen? Do you know DJ GA? Do you know Brian Kelly, our boss? Do you know him?
Well, no, because I'm LinkedIn, but that would make more sense. I'm connected to those people. But I just thought, what are the odds, you know?
Yeah, that's LinkedIn
Screw
for
that.
You, man. That's LinkedIn for you.
Ugh.
Maybe that's why you're not on there all the time, because they don't know you. They don't really know you.
Do you know your ex-husband? Of course I do. Now go the hell away.
Right?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yeah.
Am I on? I can't hear anything. Am I on?
Oh, yeah, you're on.
I couldn't hear the intro.
Oh.
Okay, I'm on. Great.
No, you're on. Sorry.
It's okay. Riggs, it's okay. Okay, so anyway, Jack Harlow, here's what's happening. We just played him. I'm loving his new album, by the way.
Uh-huh.
White kid with a big ball of curly hair on the top to set a visual for you guys. But listen, he went to a strip club with an NBA player, okay? And here's the problem. The NBA players are supposed to be not together, right?
Well, they're supposed to be together.
I mean, not going outside of the bubble. I'm sorry, not together.
They're only allowed to be together. They're not allowed to leave the
bubble.
Unless they have permission and it has like an extenuating circumstance. Because they don't want everybody to get sick. It makes sense. They're trying to keep it safe.
They're trying to quarantine to keep the NBA healthy so they can continue on.
Well, one of the players skipped going to his sister's wedding in Texas because Texas is a hot spot and he would have had to quarantine much longer. So he skipped the wedding altogether. Because he didn't want to miss basketball games.
People have made real sacrifices for their job, right?
Yeah.
But not this guy. No, Lou Williams, who plays for the Clippers.
Yeah.
This guy was dumb enough to go to a strip club with Jack Harlow. Jack Harlow then posts a picture of them at the strip club. And now Lou Williams is in trouble getting investigated by the NBA for breaking the bubble.
Yeah.
And so Jack Harlow comes out and says, oh, that was an old picture. I was just kidding, you know.
Yeah, that was an old picture. I was just excited about the NBA coming back. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, we took that a long time ago. Survey says that was a lie. So now he's in trouble. He's in trouble. And Jack Harlow may feel bad because he posted it, but he shouldn't. Because guess what? It's not Jack Harlow's job to keep the NBA players who are making millions to stay in a bubble. It's not like they don't have friends.
Right.
You can go hang out with your teammates. You can hang out with people that work for the team.
Yeah.
You can hang out with your family.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like... And let's not act like there's not a group of women hidden in a room quarantined as well for them. Because I know how it goes. Okay, so listen.
Or if you're a real terrible person, say that your grandma's sick and then go to a strip club and quarantine for a couple days and come back after you get your rocks off. Why not?
You know, don't go to one and then...
Don't hide it. And then try to have Jack Harlow backtrack it.
It's funny, but it's also not.
Yeah.
Because people are getting sick and there are people dying. And so it's funny, but it's not, right? So it's like, if you can't even trust grown men to stop the spread, good luck, bruh.
And I said this. When
I look at that, I'm like, what are you...
When they started the NBA, I was like, NBA players are so frisky and promiscuous, as are most a lot of younger athletes.
Agreed.
Good luck. Good luck.
Agree with you on that, to get them to stop mingling is a real challenge.
Uh-huh. Like all young people,
but they're not young. They're adult men who make a lot of money, and they can't keep it in their pants long enough to stop a pandemic, okay?
No, they can't.
But neither can all men, so...
We can't. It's in our blood, man. We can't keep it in. Gotta take it out.
It's in my blood.
It is. Adulting so hard. So hard. So hard. It's 103.7 KISS FM. You can always call or text 414-799-1037. Call or text that number. What makes you feel like an adult? The things that you do. Maybe it is yelling at your children, Allie, because then you know that you made it in life. You were like, maybe it's the moment
No. I didn't make it in life. I just am just like my parents. Okay, there's a difference.
I was going to say that. Or maybe you just become your parents. I found it out over the weekend. Last week, I had to... Let me preface this by saying I had a lawn guy. I had a guy that was cutting my grass.
A lawn guy.
A lawn guy. He was cutting my
grass. I thought you said long, but maybe that's because I'm a horny female. Okay, go ahead. Lawn guy.
A landscape guy. When I paid off my student loans, I said, I'm done mowing my lawn. I'm going to have somebody else do it for me. So I took the money I was paying my student loans, and I was like, I'm going to treat myself. And this guy started flaking out on me. He was a younger dude. He gave me a really cheap price, $30 to mow my lawn. $30. When all these other companies were quoting me $45 and $50, I was like, hell yeah. Great deal. Yeah. Help a local business.
Like $30 a week, you mean?
$30 a mow. Yes, $30 a mow.
$30 a mow.
Well, obviously, you get what you pay for. The guy started flaking out on me, and my lawn started looking like a 70s porn star. So I was like, oh boy, it's getting out of control. Like, very bushy, long hair.
70s, 80s, and 90s, too, brother.
It was all out of control. And I was like, dude, I'm paying you to. Are you going to be by? Yeah, I'll be by tomorrow. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah, I'll be by tomorrow. Never mind. So finally,
oh,
I'm
no,
like.
So you took the guy who was cheaper, and now he's disappointing. Continue. So he didn't come.
So I said, you know what? Why can I not do this by myself? I need to do this on my own. I'm a young dude. It's just me.
Actually,
I don't have kids.
Hold on. Actually, can I just let you up for a second? You literally don't have kids. We get off the air at 10. You were like, you're the one guy who should have all the time in the world to fix his yard, man.
Yeah, of course I should. And that's when I started to realize, I was like, hell, I'm going to pocket this money and save this money, and I'm just going to mow my own damn lawn. So I fired up my old lawnmower that I hadn't used in 3 years, because I've been using this Yahoo to mow my lawn for $30 a pop. It hasn't been
When he showed up.
My old lawnmower, of course, because it's been sitting stagnant. Everything's all gummed up in there. Not working. Won't start at all. Took it to the shop, and they said, it's going to cost a couple $100 to fix this. You're better off just buying a new mower. Okay. Yeah. So I bought a new mower, and I felt like such an adult, Allie, walking into the Lowe's, strolling down to the lawnmower aisle and picking up the box and putting it on the cart. And
you were like, I'm a grown-up. Yeah. I do have those moments. I know what you mean, where you're like, whoa, I am a real grown-up. I mean, I have that feeling, too, sometimes where I'm like, holy crap, should I be using this chainsaw? And then I go, you're 40 freaking one. You own a house. Yeah. You have two children. You're a single mom. Hell yeah, get it together. You're a grown-up, you freak. But the thing is, it's like, do we ever leave the kid mentality in the back of our mind? You know what I mean?
A little bit,
like little kids in the back.
Yeah. Like, the younger kid in me is going to hate mowing my grass in 4 weeks when it gets old again, because I haven't done it in a while. So right now it's a new thing. I'm like, oh yeah, new lawnmower, going to mow my grass. I'm an adult now. People looking at me all jealous when I'm leaving with my new lawnmower.
Don't you feel better when it's mowed, though?
So much better. It's so much better. And it's nice being able to do it on my own time, not have to wait for Charlie to show up and mow my lawn, or Josh, whatever his name was.
Did you fire that guy?
I did fire him, yeah.
So you're not going to hire a new lawn person?
No. Well, I'm going to have somebody help with like the trees and stuff that I can't get up to, because I don't have the equipment.
Well, yeah. No lumberjack, no offense.
No.
But I might be by the end of the summer at the rate we're going.
I don't know.
You'd like me to come over.
Well, after what happened with you and your neighbor, and you knocking the tree down onto your neighbor's house, I don't know if I trust you.
One tree landed on her roof.
Hey, that was a big mistake. That was a big mistake, and you were cocky about that, too.
I was cocky till it landed on her roof, then I cried and ran inside, okay?
So what have you done? What do you do that makes you feel like an adult? You're like, damn, I'm a grown-up when I do this. Maybe it's paying bills. I don't know. Maybe it's something simple. Maybe it is. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that number. What makes you feel like a grown-up? you're a grown-ass man or woman. Tell us next. It's Kiss. 103.7 Kiss FM. You can always catch up with our show at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app.
You know, clearly I was off the air for 1 week and it was too much, because I've been yelling off the air about Jack Harlow going to a strip club for 20 minutes. I mean, I need to get a life.
Oh, with Lou Williams from the NBA? Yeah.
We did got busted because he took a picture with his NBA buddy, and they're supposed to be all in a bubble together, but they busted out the NBA guy, Lou Williams, for being at a strip club.
And when they asked Lou Williams if he went to a strip club, he said, no, I just went out to get some lemon pepper wings. He tried to cover it up.
Okay, you're going to tell me, that's like, you know what that reminds me of? Men that cheat.
Yes.
Did you go to the strip club? No, honey, I went to get wings. Shut the hell up, dude. No. You didn't go get wings. you got some wings, but it ain't the wings I'm talking about.
Right? No.
Anyway.
So did you learn anything on the show this morning? I learned something about you earlier.
Oh, no, what?
Allie Callie purchased a chainsaw, which is hilarious in and of itself because I can't imagine an angry person with a chainsaw with so many trees outside their house. And
I resent that you said I was angry. I feel much better now that I use the chainsaw every day.
Good. I'm glad that's it's a coping mechanism for you. But in cutting down a very large, tall tree, it accidentally fell on your neighbor's house. Didn't damage anything, but just enough to obscure her view and prove that she was right that it was going to fall on her house.
It fell on my neighbor's roof, and I was horrified. Yeah. After I mouthed off to her, by the way.
And told her, no way, there's no way that's going to happen. It happened.
I said, this'll be fine.
It happened.
And then she said she was going to call the neighbor on the end of the street. And I said, why? Because he's a man? You think I can't handle this?
No, because he knows what he's doing. And you don't. It's all right. It's all right. You cleaned it up. You cleaned it up like a boss, and you got a good workout.
Boy, and I didn't do any damage to her house.
No.
That's all that matters.
Look at the silver
linings. I learned on the show today that Riggs is finally back to mowing his own lawn because, he hired a cheap guy who didn't show up. So that's what happens. You get what you pay for,
you
man.
You do.
So he is back to mowing his own lawn like a real grown-up. Congrats.
Hey, I'm adulting at its
finest. I hope you're going to make it through with all this responsibility of yours,
you
Riggs.
You poor, poor man with your no kids and all your free time and your lawnmower. Yep. It's adulting, man. Do you going to hang out, play some more music from your room? You good with that?
Yeah, I'll stay on till noon. What the hell? Here.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.